the United States of America wants to accept and enjoy the benefits of big homes and nice cars and all those things. But Jesus, throw him out. You know, don't you dare talk about Jesus. We don't want him on the news. You know, we don't want him in our schools. You can't pray. I think about one of the emails I got the other day when there was probably 500 Muslims in a street in New York City bowed down on their face praying. Nobody said a thing. But little Tebow, you know, he throwed a touchdown and he knelt like this and done this. And the whole world, he's nuts. He's crazy. Take him off the air. We don't want nothing to do with that crazy idiot. But he's really a son. Have you all heard his story about how he came into the world? You all know that his doctors wanted to abort him because of the problems. And his mother said, no way, no way. I'm going to have this boy. I don't care what might happen to him. I don't care what y'all say. I don't care how he may be afflicted or whatever. I don't care what y'all say. If God's going to give me a son, another one, I'm going to raise this boy. And boy, was he not handicapped, huh? Was he not mentally retarded? Wow. Is he a real son of God? Oh, yeah, he's not ashamed of Jesus, is he? And is God using the boy mightily? Ooh, using him mightily. But he's just one, isn't he? But you know, every one of us ought to be bold, just like that little boy. Every one of us. We ought not to be ashamed of our God. You know, if they throw the cameras on you and say, this is on worldwide television, you say, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Put your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, somebody said, well, you can't pray in the name of Jesus. Say, you got to me too late. You got to me too late. I can't pray in no other name because that's the only God I know. His name, Jesus. The church has got to change. We've got to have men that are dedicated to Jesus like some of the first ones that go up there and serve God and is not ashamed of the God that we serve. They need sonship. But just look at that. That's a command from our Lord. When he made that command, he's getting ready to go back to heaven. This is one of the last things he said before he left and went back to heaven. Go into all the world. That means your next door neighbors. That means the guy at the grocery store, at the service station, wherever you are. Are you a Christian? No, I'm a Muslim. I hear that all the time. When I go through DFW airport, I say, are you a Christian? Nope, nope, I'm a Hindu. You need to know Jesus. Nope, nope. Are you a Christian? No, I'm a Muslim. Once in a great while, somebody say, yeah, I'm a Christian. The other day, Cheryl and I, we were getting ready to go somewhere, and we went down there and went through all the stuff you go through and checking our bags and everything. And I said, you're a Christian, young man? He said, yes, sir. I said, you go to church? He said, yes, sir. Pentecostal church. I said, oh, good. Praise God. He said, that bag that you're carrying there, I got to check it. He said, I said, no, you don't want to check this. He said, yeah, I do. What's in it? I said, now, you are a Christian, right? He said, yes. I said, my nuclear bomb is in this bag. He backed up and I said, okay, I'll show you my nuclear bomb. And I unzipped the bag and opened it up and a Bible. He said, get out of here. I said, that's the greatest nuclear bomb on earth, son. Is that Bible the greatest thing there is? That'll save your soul. It'll heal your body. It'll deliver you from demons. There ain't no nuclear bomb in the world as powerful as the Word of God. But that boy, he didn't know how to take me. You know, when I said, my nuclear bomb is in here. See, you have to be careful. You got to be very careful. Okay, let's go back to where we were in Romans chapter 3. When he says, some of them were unfaithful, but just because they broke their promise, does that mean that God will break his promise? He said, of course not. Though everyone else in the world is a liar, God is true. As the scripture says, he will be proved right in what he says, and he will win his case in court. You know, if there's anybody I don't want to go to court with, it's Jesus. If I go to court with Jesus, guess who's going to win? He's always going to be right. So you might as well confess your sin before you get there. And there's other scriptures that talk about that, verse 5 and 6. But some say our sins serve a good purpose. They do? Your sin serves a good purpose? I don't think so. But some say our sins serve a good purpose. For people will see God's goodness when he declares us sinners to be innocent. Okay, we might be able to agree with that, huh? If we're that wicked sinner, we've been lost for 20 or 30 years, we've been the worst guy or gal on the block. Maybe you're number one on the federal most wanted list. You're really a rotten one. And if God saves you, can he save those kind of people?
Oh, yeah.
Sure he can. I remember one day that I was talking to the boys at work all about Jesus. And of course, you know, they don't talk back much. They just listen. And then one day I led Larry. When I met Larry that morning, it was 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I went in early because he worked night shifts. And I had three crews. We worked 24 hours a day. So, you know, I got up real early, went in one morning, and I'm meeting the guys that was on the night shift. And I asked each one of them, were you a Christian? And when I asked Larry, I said, what's your name? He said, I'm Larry Gooch. I said, well, praise God, Larry, shook hands with him. I said, are you a Christian? Blankety blank, no, I ain't no blankety blank Christian. I said, wow. I said, what are you so down on Christians for? He said, well, I was raised in a Catholic church till I was 10 years old. And he said, the people in there, they just lying, thieving, cheating. He said, I want nothing to do with none of them blankety blank Christians. I said, okay. I said, I'm going to pray for you. He said, don't you pray for me. I don't want you to pray for me. I said, you can't stop me. I said, you're going to get saved. He said, I don't want nothing to do with Christianity. I said, you know, I looked him right in the face and I said, you know, I'm going to pray for you and I guarantee God's going to convict you of sin and bring you into the kingdom of God. He's going to gloriously save you. And all the rest of the boys heard me say that. So the next day, as I start to work, I'm in my truck and I said, Satan, I want you to come down here and sit right here in the seat of my pickup. I have a word for you from the Lord. I said, God's given me all power over you, evil spirits. He said there in Luke 10, 19 and 20, I've got complete power and authority over you. And I said, he also says in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4, that if there's anybody in this world lost, they're lost because the God of this world has blinded their mind to the truth of the Word of God. Otherwise, they would get saved. So I said, I am fed up with you blinding Larry Gooch's mind. I'm telling you that you're to stop it. Do you hear me? I have complete authority over you. Why can I do this? I am not a servant. I'm a son. And the king has given me all power over the enemy. Is that true? Well, so if it has, then do I have to be worried about the devil? No, he has to obey me. So I tell him, I said, Satan, I command you and your spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies to stop blinding the mind of Larry Gooch. Do you hear me? I will not take no for an answer. I do everything in faith. So I said, you will keep your hands off him. You will set him free in the name of Jesus. I said, now then, you can go. I'm through with you. Get out of my truck. Some people said, you know, you're crazy. Hey, it sure does work good. So I begin to say, now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want you to begin to convict Larry Gooch of sin. Bring the boy into the kingdom of God and gloriously save him and fill him with the Holy Spirit. Now then, am I a son? Is he my father? Does he want everybody to be saved?
Yes.
Is that what he told me to do, to go in the world?
Yes.
So am I doing what he said?
Exactly.
You reckon he's happy?
Oh, yeah.
I know he is, absolutely. And so a few days later, Larry comes walking in my office one morning early. I was out there early working on a computer program. He comes walking in with his cup of coffee and he says, hey, Thurman, he said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm working on a computer program. He said, boy, you're here early this morning. I said, yeah, it's awful nice and quiet between about 4 and 7. And so I thought I'd come in and work on this computer program with nobody to bother me. He said, well, can I sit here and drink my coffee with you? I said, sure, sit down. So I'm working on a computer program. He says, by the way, where do you go to church? I said, the First Baptist Church in Justin. He says, what do you think about, and he quoted a preacher, I would never give his name on the air. I said, well, you know, he's a good man. He made a mistake. But I said, he repented. And I said, God can't take care of his children. He said, what do you think about another preacher? Want somebody that got messed up with a lot of finances and built some houses in Florida and bought a bunch of big boats and all kinds of stuff and spent millions of dollars. He said, don't you think preachers just do that just so they can make a lot of money? I said, no. I said, he happened to have a big church and there was a lot of money and he used it wrong. But I said, you know, God is in charge. He takes care of his sons. You know, because he got caught. How do you think he got caught? God led him to the right place. His son was abusing the money that they was giving him. You know, so God's in control. You don't have to worry about it. He's taking care of things. And so he said, well, I just believe that preachers do what they do because they want all that money. I said, Larry, I said, this company takes a lot of money to run it. I said, the kingdom of God doesn't run free. I said, it takes money to run it. I said, now, here's the thing. I said, you'll listen to that voice that tells you, don't go down to that church, because all that preacher wants is your money. I said, you'll listen to that, and you won't go, and then one day you'll die, and when you do, there will be a Satan and a host of these demons, these death angels, they will come and they will drag you screaming into the pit of hell, saying, we deceived you. The price of salvation was paid. It was a free gift. And here we deceived you and you didn't ever accept it. Now you're going to spend eternity with us in this godless hell. He nearly knocked his coffee cup off. He almost fell down. He jumped up and he said, I've heard that voice. He said, I ain't going to hell. I said, you're going to if you don't change what you've been doing. I said, you ain't going to get there with what you're doing. Only one way to heaven. And I said, I want you to stop by Walmart this morning and buy you a living testament, new living testament. And I want you to start in the book of Matthew and I want you to read it. And every time you have a question, you come see me and I'll try to my best to explain to you what God is talking about. If you don't get it, I said, but you read that book. So about 3 or 4 weeks goes by and he come in one morning. He said, Thurman, I've come up on a place here in Romans. It says that if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart, Jesus will save me. I said, that's exactly what he meant. He said, I mean, it can't be that simple. I said, yeah, it's that simple. He made it so simple that kiddies can find it. He didn't make it where you got to be a PhD to understand it. He made it where a little boy like you that's worked in a shop with no sophisticated education of no kind, you can get it. I can get it. He said, you mean if I just ask him to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior, he'll save me? I said, guarantee it. He said, well, I definitely don't want to die and go to hell. So he said, Lord, I didn't know all this. He said, I asked you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. And Larry Goose was gloriously saved. I asked the Lord to fill him with the Holy Spirit. And a few weeks later, I'm down in the shop. Now, after he gets saved, and Randy comes to me and said, Thurman, this stuff you teach really works. I said, well, what do you mean, Randy? He said, I've been working with Larry for 10 years here at this place. And he said, every other word out of that man's mouth, as long as I can remember, was always a foul word. He don't know how to talk without using foul words. But he said, since you got him saved, I have not heard one single derogatory or a single word of cussing or anything come out of his mouth. Did the boy really become a son? He became a son. The word of God proved itself true again. He became a son. Well, a few more weeks go by, and I'm down there one morning, and he's working on something, and I, all of a sudden he tries to raise his arm. He said, he said, oh, I said, what's wrong? Oh, he said, my arms, you know, he said, my arms. He said, I had this one, the surgery done on this one a few years ago, and said I was off work for 3 months, couldn't hardly do anything, and said, now this other one, a bad rotator cuff in there, and he said, I ain't going to go get it fixed. He said, I can go get a shot every two or three months, and it'll last for a while. But he said, you know, I hadn't had a shot in a long time, and so he said, it's killing me this morning. I said, Larry, you're a son of God now. I said, your father made you some promises in his word. I said, you told me you loved the book of Matthew. I said, I want you to go home tonight and take one verse in Matthew 18:19. I said, I want you to see the promise your father made to you in the covenant. I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Son versus Servant Relationship, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.